This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Digital Pause. I'm your host, Rachel Carter, here to help you navigate this crazy world of screens and technology without losing your sanity or your soul. Today we're diving deep into something that impacts us all. Managing screen time and kicking that digital addiction to the curb. Ever feel like you're glued to your phone? You know that feeling when you scroll mindlessly for hours, even though you have a million other things to do. Yeah, we've all been there. But listen, it's not about demonizing screens, they're awesome tools. It's about finding balance and reclaiming control. This isn't just some self-help mumbo-jumbo. Studies show excessive screen time can seriously mess with your sleep, focus, and even your relationships. Think of this podcast as your digital detox guide packed with actionable strategies to help you break free from the scroll cycle and rediscover the joy of real life. So, what are some of these game-changing strategies? Let's dive in. First up, awareness is key. You got to know how much time you're actually spending glued to those screens. Use built-in phone features or dedicated apps to track your usage. You might be surprised by the numbers. It's like that awkward moment when you realize you've eaten an entire bag of chips while watching Netflix, except with screens. It can happen daily. Once you know how much time you're sinking in, set realistic goals for reducing your screen time. Start small, maybe aim to cut back by 30 minutes a day. Baby steps. Next, ditch the distractions. Notifications are like digital sirens constantly pulling you back into the screen vortex. Turn off non-essential notifications and create designated phone-free zones in your home, like the bedroom or dining table. Imagine enjoying a delicious meal without checking your Instagram feed every 2 seconds. It's about savoring the moment and connecting with the people around you. Speaking of distractions, let's talk social media. It can be a great tool for connecting, but it can also be a major time suck. Be mindful of how much time you spend scrolling through feeds. And follow accounts that don't bring you joy or value. Remember, your feed should inspire and uplift you, not make you feel inadequate. Here's a game changer. Replace screen time with something offline. Read a book, go for a walk in nature, learn a new skill, call a friend, the possibilities are endless. Remember, life is happening outside the screens, and there's a whole world waiting to be explored. Lastly, don't forget about self-care. Get enough sleep, eat nutritious foods, exercise regularly, and engage in activities that bring you joy. A well-rested, nourished, and happy mind is less susceptible to digital addiction. Think of it like this. You wouldn't run your car on empty, would you? Treat your mind with the same care and attention. Let me tell you a story. Last week, I was invited to a friend's house for dinner. As we were chatting, I noticed everyone was glued to their phones. It felt like a silent movie with actors desperately trying to connect through digital screens. I put down my phone and said, "Hey guys, let's unplug for an hour and actually talk to each other." To my surprise, they all agreed. We had the best conversation, laughed until our stomachs hurt, and truly connected in a way we hadn't in ages. It was a reminder that real-life interactions are irreplaceable. No amount of likes or comments can compare to genuine human connection. So there you have it, folks, 5 key strategies to manage your screen time and reduce digital addiction. Remember, it's not about quitting screens altogether, it's about finding balance and prioritizing what truly matters. Take action today, start small, and watch as you reclaim control over your time and your life. Want to share your own screen time, stories or struggles? Hit me up on Instagram at Digital Poison Podcast and let's chat. Don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of digital detox wisdom and real talk about navigating this tech-obsessed world. See you tomorrow for another episode where we'll be tackling. Stay tuned.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.